Japan. To tell us more about the why, perhaps even on a larger scale, is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for the YMCA of Greater Cleveland, and that would be Rick Haas. Rick, good to see you again.
It's nice to see you, Craig. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming out and being part of this today. We really appreciate it.
We are happy to be here, and Rick and I go back a long way, back to the days of Baldwin Wallace College, not university.
Decades. It's true.
But anyway, let's talk about the Y. How long have you been part of the system?
I've been with the Y. Actually, I celebrated my 8th anniversary with our organization yesterday. So it's very exciting. This is a very exciting time to be part of the Y. And we're happy to be here at the French Creek Y this afternoon to tell you a little bit more about that. One of the exciting things on the horizon for us is we are preparing to open a brand new downtown YMCA in March of 2016 inside the gallery at Erie View.
That is exciting because you have people, maybe they're a member here, maybe they come to this Y at night or on the weekends, but they work in downtown Cleveland.
Absolutely.
A great opportunity.
We have a lot of members that may work downtown but may live in the residential communities in the suburbs, and so the Y offers something for everyone, whether you're at the French Creek branch here in Avon or whether you're downtown, or like myself, if you're in the Parma community at the Ridgewood branch.
Let's talk about the new one coming up downtown. How did that come to be? How was the need determined?
Well, we do demographic studies, and we also are constantly talking to people, collaborating with other organizations, and we felt for quite some time that our current location was really a little bit off the beaten path. We are currently at 22nd and Prospect in the heart of the Cleveland State campus, and we feel by moving over to the Galleria, to the new location, that we're going to attract more downtown residents. As you know, a large number of people are more and more frequently moving downtown. As fast as they're building condos and apartments, they're filling them. Many of those complexes have waiting lists, and this will put us right in the heart of what the city planners call the 912 business district. It'll put us in close proximity to several new hotels, so we feel we'll get some more foot traffic other than where we are right now. And we've been in that location for 103 years. It's a historic building at 22nd and Prospect, and it's on the National Historic Register. So it's sort of bittersweet because we're leaving a location with a very long history. But there's always the new and the exciting, and we're very happy about that.
And beyond the walk-in, you might have somebody who says, they work downtown, will park once, walk to the Y, walk to work.
You bet. It's all about convenience.
It all works out. Let's talk a little bit about the YMCA campaign and the need for that on a larger scale throughout your system.
Absolutely. Pardon me. Well, as you know, we have 12 branches across 6 counties in Northeast Ohio, as far east as Chardon and Geauga County, as far west as Vermilion, which sits in both Lorain and Erie counties, and the French Creek branch where we are right now. There's a continuous need as the economy is what it is. We get more and more requests every day for scholarship assistance. And one of the things that people may not know about the YMCA of Greater Cleveland is the fact that we do offer that assistance to those in need. Our philosophy is that no one is turned away because of the inability to pay. So you may come to me and say, Rick, I just lost my job and I can no longer afford my YMCA membership. How can you help me? We would sit down with you, have a confidential conversation, talk about your financial situation, determine exactly what you are able to pay comfortably, and in many cases for people that's nothing. And we subsidize that through our annual campaign. We raise those funds both in the community and from our staff as well. As the vice president and an officer of the organization, I contribute at a leadership level, which means $1,000 or more a year. But we do solicit those donations from everyone in the community and our members, and we're happy that people are so supportive. It's a wonderful chance for them to help make a difference in the lives of those less fortunate. Something else that's really important is the dollars that you contribute stay in your local community. So if you make a contribution to the annual campaign here at the French Creek branch, the dollars stay in Lorain County and help those in need in Lorain County. As an employee, I have the ability to earmark my donation to go where I would like it to go in the organization. And it can support a particular program, it can support a particular branch. I earmark my donation to the Ridgewood branch in Parma because that's my home community and I want to help those closest to me in my neighborhood. People have the ability to do that regardless of where they are.
And as part of that campaign, that donation, that contribution, no dollar amount is too small?
We will take any donation that you can afford. It might be a dollar, it might be $25, or it might be $1,000. All the money that is collected helps those in need.
It goes a long way. We learned earlier, tens of thousands of people are benefiting from the money raised through the campaign. That's terrific.
It is true. We have over 80,000 members in our organization collectively, and many of those receive a form of financial assistance. So, as I said earlier, things are getting better economically, but it's still not where it needs to be as far as I'm concerned, and we continue to have requests for that on a daily basis. It's heartening to me because it goes right back to our mission and how we try to help those less fortunate on a daily basis. Our organization has five core values: caring, respect, honesty, responsibility, and faith. And everything we do, every decision we make, is rooted in those core values. But it's so important when you're talking about people that want to partake of your programs and services, but can't for perhaps some adverse circumstances in their life.
You mentioned when we started, we're talking with Rick Haas, the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for the YMCA of Greater Cleveland. Rick, when we first opened our conversation, we talked about how you've been with the Y for 8 years. The French Creek Family Y, coming up in April, will have been open. It's five-year anniversary. So you kind of came on board right around the same time ground was being broken and things were being built. And your thoughts of this facility today?
Well, we consider this to be one of the jewels in our collective crown. It's one of our most popular branches, and there's such a need here in Lorain County for the programs and services that we offer, and we're delighted to be able to do that and to bring that to Lorain Countyans. It's a source of pride having been here from the very beginning, from the point of talking about the building to actually seeing it be constructed to standing in this lobby 5 years ago for the grand opening. We had over 400 people in this small space on that day. I believe it was April the 19th. And look at it now. It's just a booming concern. People are continuously using it, and they appreciate what we offer, I believe, and they're grateful for it.
And even tonight, Friday evening, there is a steady stream of people, one after another, coming in to do something here tonight.
The parking lot is usually always full at this branch, whether you're here at 5:30 in the morning or at 10 o'clock at night. It's just really heartening to see that people take advantage of what we offer, and they're happy about it.
Rick, if somebody would like to get on board with the campaign, what can they do?
You can make a donation. You can come into the branch personally to do that. You can make a donation online at clevelandymca.org. We have literature here in the branch if you're interested and you want to learn more about it. You can also find that on our website. If you want to know more about a specific program that you might support, I would urge you to come in and have a conversation with the staff here. Just come to the member services desk right in the lobby, and they'll be happy to assist you.
Very good. Rick, nice to see you again.
It's a pleasure.
Nice talking with you. Best of luck with the campaign.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to share some of that with your audience this evening, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Okay.
It's been too long.
We'll do that. Rick Haas from the YMCA of Greater Cleveland.